Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Stallion in the building. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Phone lines remain crowded. Everybody's going to get a chance. I like our guy Wayne always has a lot of passion. Wayne, how you feeling about this Commanders team, bruh?
Hey, man, I love them, man. I'm going to tell you. How you doing, B. Mitch? Take it to the house.
I'm good.
I love this team.
Hey, we're going to have a B-Mitch day at our restaurant, and we're going to take it to the house.
All right. Look,
I got a couple of things to say. First of all, that in November, we'll be 7-4. I would call you a liar, okay? First of all, this team, the way they played last year, and the effort, the key word is effort. Last four games last year, they gave up. They threw in the towel. This team, every game means something to these guys. And if they lose, even though they lose, I applaud their effort because you can't put a price on effort. I love my team. I've been a B-Mitch fan since 1802, before he was born. Okay? Take it to the house, Mitch.
All right, baby.
Thanks, Wayne.
That is funny. Been a fan since 1802. Hell, he wasn't even born.
Football didn't exist. I don't even know if they were playing golf then. Blake is in Carolina. Blake, talk to me, buddy.
Listen, first thing that pisses me off the most is losing the Eagles in Philadelphia. I hate losing those.
Ooh. I don't know if Lanville had to dump them or what.
Language? I went to hang up on a guy I was talking to, and I accidentally hung up on that guy. Sorry, bro. Call back if you're listening.
Call back.
Yo, Blake in Carolina, call back. We'll take you right away. Sorry, Lanville hung up on you. Wasn't me. I want all the haters to know. Wasn't me. Left hand up. These haters can't stand us. TJ in D.C., what up, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, first let me say I've been a Redskins fan 49 and a half of the 50 years I've been on this earth. Chief Z was my grandfather.
Oh,
so
wow.
I inherited this thing. May he rest in peace. Last night, what I noticed was every time the camera showed JD on the sideline, wrapped up in his binky, sitting alone by himself, he wasn't being coached up. There was no coaches with iPads or tablets. There was no teammates, you know, you can clearly tell the man was lost, confused, and still injured. So the coaches made the decision to put him in the game to give us the best chance to win.
I got to interrupt real quick. Because you're now the second person, I think, that has brought this up. What on earth are people upset about him wearing that coat? Joe Montana wore that thing.
No, he's not saying about the coat.
Football players put those coats on.
He's saw nobody talking to him. But I can let you know that
people do go talk to him.
When they showed the camera, he may not have seen him, but there were people talking to him.
Okay, it seemed like because I'm a season ticket holder, so when they showed him to us on camera, it just looked like he was on an island, confused.
Well, yo, are you talking about the coat thing also?
No, not the coat.
He just saying when he was sitting on the sideline in the coat, he saw nobody talking to him.
Okay. They're all talking. Some, you know what you do? I don't know. TJ, are you a golfer at all?
I golf at it.
All right. So, like, when you're playing golf, whether it's your boys or some random dude, like, whatever it is, if things start to go sideways, maybe you offer a little word of encouragement here or there. But if things aren't going great, you generally leave that person alone. Like,
JP don't get a lot of chance to talk to people on the golf course.
Jaden generally plays really well, and last night he was kind of off. And I imagine players would give him a little bit of space. I wouldn't read too much into that. Thank you for the time, bro.
Jay, what I'm saying is he's still a rookie, so he's done great things to get us to 7-4, and I appreciate it. I'll take the good with the bad.
Yo, but to that point, if they get to 9-4 and then they've got four games left, like, I understand today it feels like a lot because they've lost two in a row, they've lost two in 5 days. The chances of them getting to 10 wins are still pretty significant.
It is.
They've got six games left. If they can go even 3-3, they get to 10 wins. People would have done cartwheels in the street for that.
Jig.
Appreciate you a call, TJ.
It's real funny. You know you're old when you're eating sugar daddies.
Yeah. I saw that comment in the street.
You don't have to be old to eat a damn sugar daddy. Sugar daddy is a good tasting caramel.
Beamish is so old, even the candy he eats is old.
I think it's dangerous for old people to eat sugar daddies because those things stick to your teeth.
Yeah.
And it's impossible to get
off. That's why
I
just lick it. I do not chew it.
Pause.
You don't have to pause, JB, because the way if you're going to take it my way, it's all good. All right? See, y'all get y'all little mind out that other side gutter. I only speak on one way, okay? One.
All right, our guy Blake is back from Carolina. Blake, go ahead, bud.
This is what I was going to say.
I'm sorry Lamphill hung up on you.
It's all good. It happens. Losing to the Eagles sucks. Losing to the Philadelphia sucks, no matter what the team name is, no matter what year it is. Losing those people sucks. When you had a chance to step on their throat, you had a chance to take the fans right out of the game. They didn't do it. When we were up 7-0, when we were up 10-6, yes, we had the lead, but it never felt like we were comfortable. Mm-hmm. We just gave the Eagles just enough a chance, and they busted the door down like the good team they are. They're 8-2. We're 7-4. A lot of season left. No reason to panic, but I think last night came down to letting the fans stay in it and not shutting them down when we had a chance to. Pressway, salute to him. As always, gave the Eagles a lot of long fields. The defense played well, but I think they just ran out of gas at the end. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Blake, can I ask you a quick question, dude?
Yes.
One, that's a very good call. But two, it appears that you live in or around Winston-Salem. Is that right?
That's correct. I live in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Oh, I love Wilmington. I used to live in Wilmington. Does K&W Cafeteria still exist? I love that place.
That's a good question. I actually do not know that. I can find it out.
It probably doesn't. If you don't know it, JP, old man.
No, but they didn't have K&W in Wilmington. It was a Winston thing. So he's 4 hours away from
Winston. So why would you ask him the question?
Because I thought he lived in Winston.
But he told you he lived in Wilmington.
But he might be able to figure it out. He's closer than we are. Boots on the ground.
I'll tweet at you, JP.
All right, appreciate you, Blake.
I'll figure it out.
Thank you, buddy.
Yep.
Stallion's here. We check in with the old Stallion?
No.
B says no.
Why does he get the name Stallion?
I can't say that on the air.
When y'all gave him the name Stallion, he wasn't doing nothing that a Stallion does.
Telly is in D.C. What up, Telly?
Hell to the Redskins. B, Miss JP, what's poppin'?
What's up, Telly?
Hey, Telly, can I tell you something?
Yes, sir.
I was listening after the Steelers game. I was listening to Doc do post-game, and I call in with Doc usually. Last night was too late. I didn't do it. But I usually call in with Doc, and then you called in later after I called in, and it seemed like you had enjoyed your Sunday afternoon. Was I reading that correctly?
Oh, very much so.
What up, man?
It was enjoying at the point you were talking to him, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Me and Doc always go at it, man. But, yeah. Oh, this game here, I got to go back. It took me back to the last two regimes. And for all them years, I just kept speaking about being one-dimensional and being predictable. They were predictable. You drop Jaden back in the shotgun, and it wasn't really a threat of the run. And even though they were getting positive yards with the run, you didn't stick to it. They can learn something from Philly. Their quarterback don't run as much. He runs when it's necessary. I think it was ridiculous knowing that your quarterback. I don't think that one incident when he got took it out of the game and they talk about his ribs. I think that led up to him being taken out the ribs. I mean, taken out the game because he gets hit. He gets a crucial hit every game since he's been playing, and that just adds. That just totals up on your body. And I think knowing that you're going to play him, you help him out, and you design a running scheme to help your quarterback out. I like to see him on the center more. I like to see that play action work. I like to see bootlegs.
That fourth work. Down under center didn't work. I tell you that much. They would have been better out of the shotgun right there.
Understood. But the majority of the time, they was in the shotgun. I just want to see more versatility.
I agree with that. I agree with showing different looks. I didn't mean to shoot that down. Thank you, Tally. Always good to hear from you, brother.
Thank you.
Hi, man.
Enjoy your Sunday. Bob. Straight up Bob on the line. What up, Bob?
What up, Bob?
Hey, guys. Hey, Mitch. Hey, Finley. You know, I'm a Redskins fan. I've been a Redskins fan all my life. I'm like 56 years old. I'm still young yet.
There we go. But
anyway.
Yes.
Hey, guys. Man, they got to quit knocking this team, man. They're working on it. They got something going here. I mean, I still think we'll go 10-6. I've always said it. I said it when they had the other regime in there, believe it or not. But I still think they'll win 10 games. But, yeah, I think Jaden's hurt a little bit, and he is getting hit, y'all. He's getting hit every time he throws that ball.
Last night was tough. He definitely was getting hit.
Yeah, yeah, he's definitely getting hit, man. I mean, I don't know if he's getting gun-shy. I don't know what's going on with him, but he just didn't seem normal last night for some reason. I mean, I think he's hurt, actually. And something about his ankle, too. They said his ankle was hurt or something.
Yeah, I mean, he hurt his hand, too. But, Bob, I agree with your overall message. They're building something.
One more thing.
Okay.
I think if he's hurt, they really need to let him sit down for a little while. Just, you know, just to relax a little bit.
He's sitting down for 10 days. There we go.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to see him get, like, you know, scared. You know what I'm saying? Because I know them people are talking smack to him. I mean, I see him smiling all the time, but I know them people are talking smack to him, man.
Yeah, but talking don't bother nobody.
I don't think he's worried about it.
I know, but you know what I'm saying, man. He's getting hit, man. I mean, as soon as he throws that ball, he's getting hit. He's getting knocked down, too.
Thank you, Bob.
Yep.
I'll take these last two, and then we're going to shut phones down for the day. We got Rosenberg live down in Dallas. B, I think, now, granted, if you did the show last night, I imagine it was like everybody was on edge, ready to close the universe. I think things are relatively balanced today. Folks understand, it sucks to lose to Philly, and especially the fashion it went down.
It sucks to lose.
But they're still building. Right.
And especially to Philly.
Well, I think it sucks to lose. It sucks to lose to Philly. And then you compound it by losing twice in 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
For a team that's really been pretty good. I think in no way is the division race over. You get this team at home in 5 weeks. They still have to play the Ravens and the Steelers. There's still so much left here. But the stuff that is alarming is all of a sudden the offensive progress seems stunted, mm-hmm. seems somewhere between regressing and standing still. And it's just bizarre. Like it's this seesaw where the defense has started to play really good ball, and so the offense just can't keep it up. You know what I mean?
But I just think, the injury thing that we talk about is serious. And they get these 10 days to work it out. I always look for the damn near perfect game. I know you can't get a perfect game, but the damn near perfect game, which means that the offense plays better than bad, the defense plays better than bad, and the damn special teams plays that way. You get all three phases playing at the top level, you find out what your team is about. And I don't know if we've gotten that this year. You know what I mean? We've gotten offense playing terrific, defense wasn't. We've gotten special teams do some good things, we had special teams do some bad things. And then also we figured it out, last night, defense played damn good early on. Offense wasn't. So when we if we could keep striving for that, things could turn around. But I think when the offense starts to struggle, the defense starts to struggle. When the defense starts to struggle, the offense will have some level of struggle if they're struggling from the start of the game on. Because it wears on the other
defense
side.
Defense is just on the field.
Defense was
much.
On the field a long time last night. And I kept every time they get down, I say, man, we got to move and get some damn points. They're giving us opportunities. And if you don't capitalize off of them, you're going that will come back to haunt you. Came back to haunt us.
Sure. It felt a lot like the Bears game. They got bailed out in the Bears game. You know, you're able to hit a Hail Mary. I don't know that you can count on that. But I think there's still a ton of positives from the season. I think there's still a very good chance they get to 10 wins. But, you know, it offensively, it feels like it's slipping. That's on them to get it back to fully operational. Mm-hmm. You got a little break now. Speaking of a little break, I'm going to break on time because I'm very excited to talk to Peter Rosenberg live down in Dallas at the Mike Tyson. Chris Paul? What's this clown's first name?
Jake.
Jake Paul. Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul, who is a completely contrived YouTube fighter. I hope Mike Tyson beats his ass. It may be contractual that he's not allowed to, but we got boots on the ground in Dallas. We're gonna hear from them. We also got boots on the ground in Silver Spring. Grant and Danny are doing their show out at Third Hill Brewing in Silver Spring, right there on Georgia Ave, kind of right there in downtown Silver Spring. So that could be a fun Friday afternoon if you're out and about. It means the Stallion's in with us for some reason. So we'll hear from the Stallion later in the program. Rosenberg next. Nobody go anywhere.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. In a few minutes, we're going to be joined by Mr. Peter Rosenberg. He's down in Dallas. Can't wait to see what he has to say. Jory Epstein is a reporter for Yahoo Sports. And she was at the game last night. I said hello to her. I just saw this tweet from Jory, and I think this is pretty accurate. For three quarters, the Commanders had the Eagles where they wanted them.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Saquon Barkley dam burst. What do you make of what Saquon's getting done right now?
It shows that there are a lot of people in front offices who make decisions based off of what they think and not what they know. Like, you look at Saquon, the way he's playing right now, someone felt, oh, he had played a while. He can't play no more. Derrick Henry, same way. Look what's happening. But then when you ask the question to people, well, running back's going to come back. Nah, I doubt it. And that's from people that make those type of decisions. Why? Because they don't want him to come back. Because a lot of people, as Jaws stated, he feel Saquon could be the MVP. He might be the most important person on that football team now. Derrick Henry has made the Ravens ran the ball effectively, but now he's made it more because you got a guy, one guy who could do stuff that takes tons of pressure off your quarterback. And Lamar is now passing unbelievable, and we'll see if it happens in the playoffs because that's when it's going to really matter.
Do you agree with me for Lamar and for Josh Allen?
I totally agree with you. Yeah. I think that's exactly it.
Their success, they've been so successful, and it's been...
People are going to get to the point where they're not going to care what they do in the regular season.
Right.
Like,
it's approaching like Karl Malone, Charles Barkley situation.
When you win MVPs, people go, okay, cool. Now, can you put your team on your back in the playoffs and take them there?
Chuck and Malone won MVPs.
Yeah.
You know? I also like this tweet from Wale. He said, zero complaints from my team. I don't care. This is football. This is how it goes. We move. And if any of y'all local media want to do the song and dance, bring it to me, because we're not tearing down JD or any of this team around these parts. Good game, Eagles fans. Saquon is him.
There you go.
How about this?
I'm with Wale on all that. He just stated.
So two things to keep in mind. One specific to Wale, one not. But if you're looking to do something fun tonight, Wale's got a concert at MGM National Harbor.
Okay.
And B's just texted me. They're showing the Mike Tyson, Chris Paul fight, Jake Paul fight at MGM at the sportsbook at MGM.
Chris Paul shooting free throws somewhere.
Chris Paul is a guard for the Commanders.
Mm-hmm. There's also a Chris Paul who used to make songs like Jeff makes.
That's true. That's true. So if you're looking to watch that fight, I think it might be on Netflix, but what I fear is I'm going to like pull up Netflix in time for this fight, and then they're going to be like, oh, you got to pay $75. I don't want to have to do that. But we got boots on the ground in Dallas, man. Our guy, Peter Rosenberg, is down in Big Peter. D for the fight. Peter, what's up, man?
Guys, how are you? How are you?
We're good.
Listen, man, I am really excited for this probably very stupid fist fight. But let's start with something that probably has you a little somewhere between sad and mad, last night's Commanders game.
Well, which version do you want? Do you want me to start rational, media member, or angry fan?
No, go with the fan thing.
Fan side.
Every human being watching the game knew that you're going to take 3 points. It's a game where your offense has not done anything well. You finally get a good drive and get momentum. You cannot risk killing that momentum by coming up short on fourth down. And you can't let the Eagles get right back on the field. You have to take the 3 points. It would be one thing if Gonzalez hadn't been good. Like week one, when we were missing field goals, this kid has not missed a field goal. What? Someone make it make sense. Like, I understand when we look back at this game, it'll feel like it was a blowout. But, and obviously we don't know what would have happened. But in that moment, guys, you can't tell me that when they absolutely fail in the worst fashion possible on fourth down, you cannot tell me that in that moment Dan Quinn didn't sort of end the game.
I think you can argue he should have kicked there. I think what he did was fairly consistent with how they've coached most of the year, being aggressive and being good on fourth down. I also think if they do kick there, 13-12 ain't winning that game.
It's not, but you're kicking it deep, and if they score again, you're down one possession.
Yeah, I get that.
No matter how you slice it, because here's the thing. Okay, it's consistent with what they've done all year. All right, cool. This game didn't feel like all year, did it?
No.
It sure didn't feel like all year to me. I didn't have the same confidence in anyone on that offense. The receivers weren't catching the ball, weren't being targeted. I didn't have any confidence in them on that fourth down the way I normally would. And it's a game where, unlike those other games, the points are coming at such a premium. So In a normal week, I'd be with you. But you have to, and this is Dan Quinn, if he wants to follow up the hype from the articles like the one yesterday on the front page of ESPN, that he is a new version of Dan Quinn, you have to be a big boy coach and not just live by some sort of credo. You adapt based on the game. And in that setting, like, my wife goes, really, they're going to kick? I mean, they're not going to kick? And I was like, I don't know what to say here. I don't know why they're not going to kick. So I hear what you're saying, JP. I just think you can't let them off the hook there. I don't care what they've done all year. Dan Quinn cost them the game last night. They may have lost that game anyway, but once they set that up and got to two possessions, the game was over.
I don't think you're wrong about that. How concerned are you? We're talking with our friend Peter Rosenberg, ESPN New York, Hot 97, a million other things. He's down in Dallas. We're going to talk Tyson and Paul. But how concerned are you about what appears anyway to be a little regression offensively overall and with Jaden Daniels?
Well, has anyone gotten any information about if the kid is really hurting?
Because officially they say he's not.
I mean, listen, I'm trying to understand a couple of the balls. The one in the dirt to Noah Brown. There were a couple balls yesterday, guys, where it just looked like he has to be hurt. And then when you see him on the sideline having the ribs dealt with, and you then see balls that are normally in someone's chest at their feet. Mm-hmm. I don't think Jaden forgot how to play football. I don't think he didn't look lost to me yesterday. Like, I mean, you guys tell me, y'all both know more about football than I do. He didn't look lost to me in any way yesterday. He just looked like he did not have his normal arm strength.
Just looked off.
Yeah, that I think
not
that's
lost,
fair.
Just off.
Yeah. Hey, listen, there's no way those guys are ever going to own that there's an injury, but last night looked off for sure. Peter, I don't want to switch gears. I know you want to talk more Skins, but I'm fascinated by this fight, and I know you're down there in Dallas. Can we talk about what you're seeing? Also, what are you down there for? But kind of what are you seeing? How wild was that weigh in? I saw the reel you posted on Instagram. You can follow Peter at Rosenberg Radio. Get us up to speed with the situation down there.
No, listen, I just came here to follow this story. You know, I've been following. I've really followed and tried to cover in any way I personally can this last portion of Mike's career, which I thought was in 2004 and 2005. And of course, here I am in 2024, so I could not miss this. I was at Danny Williams in Louisville. I was at the horrible Kevin McBride fight at the then maybe still MCI Center. So I was not going to miss this one.
If I may interrupt, you and Mike have a relationship now for a long time. You guys had a podcast. Like, you guys have a real friendship relationship.
Yeah, no, we definitely developed a real rapport. It was a really wonderful sort of part of the story for me. I was just a kid who was a huge fan. And in the early 2000s, when people were kind of down and out on Mike, that's when I kind of was most interested in how can this story potentially end in a happy way. And so as the years went on, I was fortunate enough to then actually get a podcast with him and get to know him.
Right.
Spent a lot of time with him during those years. Sorry, let me just tell my Uber driver, Peter, to the stadium. Yes. Thank you. There you go. Thank you. So I spent a lot of time with the man, and he's a fascinating, lovely guy at this stage in life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I wanted on a personal level to see how this journey, I guess, it likely ends. Or who knows, guys? I have heard that if he were to somehow win, it might not be the end. And I think certainly – I was thinking about this yesterday, and I'm sure we can get to predictions if you like, but, like, if he were to somehow win this fight, it's amazing what it could do for him. Like, you sort of think he's already ubiquitous. He's already just one of the biggest stars there's ever been in sports. Could there be more? I sort of started thinking yesterday that if he had some sort of dramatic win, I could start seeing the commercials and different things picking up for him on another level in 2024, which is pretty incredible to think about. Because when they show the highlights leading into this fight, guys, It would be like the Commanders were in a playoff game this year, and the highlights they're showing are when Joe Gibbs was head coach in 1987. That's how old the highlights are.
Right.
Wow.
So it's a remarkable, remarkable situation.
All right. Me and B, is there something in the contract that Tyson's not allowed to win? Because that is certainly kind of the what everybody's saying.
What, that he's not going to win?
Yeah, that like – Jake Paul writes these contracts where he's not allowed to lose.
I don't know of anything like that being the case. I certainly don't think so. I think it will be on the up and up. Listen, I don't have a lot of faith in Jake Paul when it comes to anything. I do think, though, that this fight will be on the up and up. I think the smart money and smart fans think that Jake Paul will win simply because Mike is 58 years old.
Right.
And if you're really honest about the kind of fighter he was, I mean, guys, when he quit on the stool at the MCI Center against Kevin McBride,
mm-hmm.
I know we talk about Jake Paul isn't a real fighter. I could argue Kevin McBride wasn't either. And that was 20 years ago. So I think that's why people are just resigned to him losing.
Wasn't Mike kind of personally a mess then, and he's kind of cleaned his life up now? Maybe I'm grasping because I want him to win.
No, listen, you're not wrong. Like, that was definitely that moment when he quit in D.C. That was like, he, you know, I just am about to post a Luxembourg Radio right now of me interviewing him about that moment. He had really decided he didn't have the passion or the interest in fighting anymore. He didn't want to hurt people anymore. It just, it wasn't what he needed and wanted in his life. 20 years later, in a much more stable place. He's been in a great relationship for a long time. Marijuana is legal, which has been very helpful for his mental health.
Landfill, too. Mm-hmm.
He is in a much better space. So I do think that's a reasonable thought to have, that, like, he'll want this more, he'll be more focused. I got to tell you guys, I cannot tell you whether or not I think what happened yesterday at the weigh-in was staged or not. My original thought was, oh my God, that is absolutely a work. They're just being silly. And then when I watched it a few more times on my phone, I kind of was like, was it? I'm not exactly sure. Mm-hmm. Either way, it's perfect, right? I mean, like, you got to give credit where credit is due. The attention and energy is up on this fight. Like, it is fight day. And I do think, you guys tell me, because I'm probably closer to it, it does feel like the attention is finally gearing up and here for tonight.
You got a prediction for us. We'll be watching. I'm fired up for this thing, and I never expected to be.
God. My heart desperately just wants to pick Mike Tyson first-round knockout. I think as a country, we deserve, at least some of us, deserve to see Jake Paul get knocked out.
Hell yes.
I'm rooting for it.
Well, I think we deserve that.
Well, I think the three of us, I mean, I have a signed, framed Mike Tyson's punch-out thing in my office at home. B, I know roots for Tyson. You obviously have a personal relationship with the dude. I think anybody kind of our age, whatever, is hardcore rooting for Mike in this.
Not only that, I'm telling you this right now. I've been at every event this week. That place is going to be 90% for Mike Tyson. It is going to be as much of a home field as one could have in combat sports. I'm very confident in that. So, if you were out there and you said, I literally want to make money tonight, how can I make money? I would say the money is in picking Jake Paul to win by a late round stoppage and picking the round, like a fifth or sixth round stoppage, something like that where it pays out great because you're picking the round. But the truth is, guys, I think there's a chance that if Mike doesn't get him out early, as it goes later, he will tie a route. I don't think he could get hurt by Jake, but I could see him just giving up if after five rounds it just ain't happening.
But
it's almost 60.
It's 8 rounds, 2 minute rounds.
That's right.
I think that it doesn't look the same if they were 3 minute rounds.
Peter, we got a break, man. Enjoy the fight.
Let's give him a little extended period of time.
What time do you think that fight actually goes off tonight?
I think on the East Coast, we're looking at around 11:30, 11:40, something
like
that.
That is late for some boys that worked a Thursday night.
You know, I'm working
game.
Only about the last two nights, about 4 hours combined. So, Pete, I don't know.
Might need a nap. Peter, thank you, bro. Enjoy tonight, man.
I guess I'll see y'all at the Dallas game in a week and a half, two weeks, wherever that is.
Let's do that.
All right, boys.
All right, brother. Peter Rosenberg live in Dallas, heading to the Jake Paul-Mike Tyson fight. We got to come back, wrap up the week's bets. Grant and Danny are going to be at the brewery in Silver Spring, Georgia Ave. You can go check them out. Third Hill Brewing, Georgia Ave, downtown Silver Spring. Mm-hmm. Stallion, I guess, doesn't want to go to Maryland, so he's here instead. Darius is running the show out there. And Brian and I were just told that Stallion and Landfill love the meat.
Pizza.
I didn't hear the pizza part. I just heard they love the meat.
Pizza.
Okay. A couple things. If you want more Commanders content over the weekend, you can watch Brian's postgame show from last night on the Commanders YouTube page. I watched some of that as we were driving home last night, B. Mm. And I tell you what, y'all got a whole bunch of sponsorships in that joint.
Hell yeah.
I never watched it. It was like bang, bang, bang.
Hey, man.
I have some video up on my YouTube page of locker room, of all the players in the locker room kind of reacting to that loss. And we taped a special all ears last night from the field. That's going to be up on NBC. And you can watch my postgame podcast with Mitch Tischler, Beltway Football, on the Monumental YouTube page. So if you need more Commanders content, there's a lot of it out there. Landville, we all lost. Didn't we all pick the Commanders to win yesterday?
Yeah, I got the weekly results if you want them.
Sure. Jeff went 0-7.
Yeah, fourth place was Jeff. He went 0-1. JP, you were in third. You went 1-4.
Shout out to third.
B Mitch.
I don't even think 1-4 is possible.
You went 1-4, though. That's what the results are saying. B Mitch was 2-2, so he got second. And crazy, I went 6-0. It's wild.
We know that, bro, because you chose Commanders to win.
I demand a recount. Stallion, what do you got coming up on G&D this afternoon?
We got game balls and gassers given up around 2:25, I believe. Just reacting to the loss last night. And
what's your reaction from last night? You worried about Jaden in the offense?
No, I'm not worried about Jaden. I am worried a little bit about Kingsbury and their aggression there. But we'll see what happens going forward. But the pizza did make me feel better. So.
Is anybody worried about the offensive line just being injured?
I worried about it.
It should be. I think that's the
reason for Kingsbury's offense and anything else that's happening.
The best thing that's going to happen is some rest for these dudes. And frankly, Brian, for you and I, some rest ain't a terrible idea either.
I need it.
Everybody, real quick, Tyson Paul predictions. Landy.
Paul, unfortunately.
It's Ooh. Fake fighting, so I don't deal with those.
Give me Tyson knockout. I'm speaking it into existence. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. I've lost my show sheet. Who joined us? Thank you to Peter Rosenberg. Thank you to Ron Jaworski. Thank you to everybody that called in. Thank you for the pizza man.
Thank you to Wes Moore.
Thank you to United for getting me here.
Thank you to United for getting Brian here. As always, thank you to Maryland Governor
and whoever
Wes
the
Moore.
Little dude, the Uber driver that just left once he saw it was me and Santana. You bastard! I wish you'd lose everybody that come to you.
What happened?
I don't want to. I've been accursed.
Grand Danny coming your way next from Third Hill Brewing. Made it this far. Stallion owes you a pizza.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.